The story you are about to see is true. The names have been changed to protect the innocent.
6:41 a.m. This is the city, Chicago. My name is Surratt. My partner is Lieutenant David Haynes of the Chicago Police Department, author of the book, The Beat Cop's Guide to Chicago Eats. We are working the early morning shift at radio station WGN. More than 3 million people live in this city. When they get hungry, we go to work. Hello, Lieutenant.
Good morning.
I'm looking at your book. You gave me a rare copy.
Yeah, I found
still available anywhere?
No, although somebody told me that they're on Amazon. Somebody's selling them for $100, but I don't get any of that money.
Well, it's worth every penny. Know where to eat, ask a cop.
Yeah, we're cleaning. We're cleaning out some stuff, and I found about 6 copies of them that were in my files.
Well, we'll have to have some sort of contest here soon and give this rare book away. So this morning, you've decided to give us dessert later. We'll start now right with the main course, unlike previous weeks.
Yeah, so see, you know, that was a 3-week conversation to make that change, but you just boiled it right down into that.
But it doesn't really make any difference. It, like Mom used to say, it all goes to the same place.
Right.
And I'm looking at what you brought in here this morning, but that'll be after we talk about the main course, right?
Yeah.
Okay. You found a new place, huh?
Well, you know, it's interesting. Last week, after I left here, this is usually doesn't happen this quick, but I got an email after I left here from Sylvia McGreal, who told me about a barbecue restaurant called Pit and Tap in Wilmette. And it just so happens I was off last Friday night. My wife and I were looking for somewhere to eat, and we wanted barbecue. So I'm like, hey, I just got an email from Sylvia. So she's a listener. She's a big fan. It was a very nice email.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah, we should mention, and I'll do it in a second here. You can email the lieutenant directly. I'll give you the email address momentarily. Now, don't you always feel that with a new place, you ought to give the restaurant a few months before you go in there? Because they're working out everything. You know what I mean?
Well, yeah, but I'm sorry, I don't have the name of the owner, who's been around for a long time, and she's got a lot of experience. So it's been open for about a month, I think, at
mm-hmm.
least.
Mm-hmm.
And they even have named their smoker Big Earl. So
well,
you know,
it's
right
be
away,
serious if
yeah, yeah.
they named the smoker.
But I don't remember the last time I've been to Wilmette, and it's a real nice little town in this area where Pit and Tap is, which is at 1168 Wilmette Avenue in Wilmette, is this real nice sort of 4-block corner leading to almost like a town square. And my wife and I went for a walk after dinner. It was a real beautiful little area. Bunch of little stores, restaurants, bars, and also the bakery we'll talk about later. And so we went there and we sat out on the street. And, you know, the weather has been so good the
mm-hmm.
last few weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And it looks like it will be all week this week, too. So it was a great place to go and just sit outside. And they had waiters and waitresses that were really into it.
Oh, that's really always good.
Yeah, you got to love waiters who are really into barbecue and can explain the difference between the different barbecue sauces, because there's 3 of them there.
What did you have?
So I had I ordered the what they call the Texas two-step. I had briskets and ribs and with cornbread and what else did I have?
You got to have the cornbread to mop up the sauce, right?
Right, yeah. Yeah, it was great. And the way they do it is the smoker's going all day. When they run out of food, they're out of food, because it takes like 12 hours to do the brisket. So they do however much they're going to sell. And so if you get there too late, you might miss out. So just keep that in mind. And I had the brisket was like fork tender. A lot of times it can be overdone, but here it was right on point. Very good. And the ribs were firm, which is great. I don't know how to explain this too well, but they weren't fall off the bone tender. They were firm enough so you can lift them up and eat them and still hold all the it still seem tender. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I think, I don't know if people parboil them or what, and they're like falling off. And
some people like that.
Yeah, it still tastes good, but it's I prefer the more kind of firm and tender.
I see knuckle sandwich on your list. What's
sandwich.
That?
The knuckle sandwich, yeah. So I had a little bit of that, and some friends really love that. The knuckle sandwich is a burger with pork belly on it, a hot link on it, pulled pork and cheese and pickles. It's basically all the barbecue goodness piled on top of a cheeseburger. It was,
you know, I call that the electric chair special. It's the last meal.
I have to say, had I seen it prior to when I placed my order, I probably would have ordered that. It was really good. I love when places put pork belly on cheeseburgers. There's a place downtown that does it, and I don't see it too often, but I think it really adds to it, so it's great.
I'll hold you all weekend.
Yeah, my wife also had the baked beans, which at any barbecue place, if you go to baked beans and it tastes like the baked beans you can buy in the store, you know, these are baked beans with a real recipe that somebody created. You know, it's not like just something you buy at the store. I only got to taste that because my wife doesn't allow me to eat beans anymore for some reason.
we'll bypass that discussion here. This sounds like the real deal. Pit and Tap, 1168 Wilmette Avenue in Wilmette.
Right.
Yeah, they've got a nice little dining scene there now, and a few years ago there was nothing over there.
Yeah, okay, I was wondering about that because it's been a long time since I've been to Wilmette, and it was really a nice little area.
Relatively new deal there. Lieutenant David Haynes is available on email. You can email him at beatcopsguide@gmail.com, beatcopsguide@gmail.com. All right, what's for dessert, yeah, Lieutenant?
And I love looking at new restaurants. So so for dessert, right around the corner from the Pit and Tap, where we went at 101 Central Avenue in Wilmette, is the St. Roger Abbey French Organic Patisserie.
Oh, my.
Long name. Mouthful there.
Sounds serious.
Yeah, and it's a bakery run by nuns and friars, and the proceeds from the bakery go to support their religious orders, soup kitchens, and other help for the poor. And, okay, I got to say this. This is for those of you who have nun problems. You know, these aren't the nuns that used to smack me around when I was a kid at St. Benedict.
Oh, I see. You're already talking about somebody who may have PTSD.
Yeah, these aren't the same nuns. This isn't like those nuns. This is like the Sound of Music nuns. When I went in there, the nuns there were like these young, pretty, French-accented ladies. It almost like they were about to break out in a song. It was just a very nice place. It's a cute little bakery. You go in there and they have this nice soft music on, very relaxing. And their stuff is baked fresh. So I brought this mixed fruit tart right there.
Look at that.
Yeah, look at that.
It's fresh, like a work of art.
Yeah. And it's like the fruit was picked. I had a little one, and it's like the fruit was like picked right before they made it. I don't know. It's very fresh.
You've got a giant size one there.
Well, yeah, I brought that for you. I got a little one for myself because now I'm only tasting things now. I'm trying to lose weight.
That's what you got to do.
Yeah. Their biggest seller is the macarons. Macarons.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I brought some home for my wife because they're gluten-free. And everything's organic at this place, too. And they grow it on they have the farms that are part of the order, so they grow it on their farms. And the macarons, they were real nice and light and fluffy with just that light bit of crunch, and they have all kinds of different flavors.
Is it takeout only, or can you have a cup of coffee and eat in there?
No, you can have a cup of coffee and sit down there. There's a few seats inside. You know, they have one of the high top where you sit looking out the window, and then they have some cafe tables outside. And I mean, I was there yesterday. There was a guy looking like he was in the middle of Paris with the little coffee cup with the little espresso and eating a croissant and stuff. And it was really
cool.
Nice.
Yeah.
And they have fresh baked bread that's like literally, I don't know if they work all night or what. Some of the bread was still warm when I tried it.
And all for a good cause.
It's all, it goes, all their proceeds go to their order, their religious order to help soup kitchens and stuff. They, what else did they have? They had a bunch of different kinds of cookies. Oh, and you could buy like fresh farm eggs, and they actually had frozen chickens that they got from their farm too. Not much of that stuff, but they had a little bit.
All right, well, we'll check that out. 1101 Central and Wilmette. What's the name of this bakery again?
St. Roger Abbey French Organic Patisserie.
We'll get to the restaurant news momentarily, and you'll get the news from Steve from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom at 7. Before you mention anything, I've got to say, way to go, Epic Burger. This is going to be very cool. You know, they're Chicago-based. They've got 7 locations around the city now, and on the 21st, is that Tuesday? I think it's Tuesday, isn't it? Check the calendar for me. They're going to be offering $1 burgers in all 7 Epic Burgers from opening to closing time, and that's going to be pretty cool. You'll get their signature burger with their Epic sauce, and one day only on the 21st, Tuesday. That's it, Epic Burger. How about that? That's a pretty good deal. And, Lieutenant, you wanted to mention a couple of things. What do you have on your list?
Well, yeah, this is a little bit off the food path, but in addition to, you know, doing this, I'm also a police officer who tries to, you know, help out other police officers and stuff. And so this week, for 21 years, I've been helping to plan the Casper Lauer Police Memorial Motorcycle Run, which is on Sunday, September 19th. And there's a motorcycle ride that starts on the west side at 5049 West Lake and goes downtown, goes throughout the city, and we end up at St. Boniface Cemetery, where we're going to have a memorial service at about 11 o'clock at St. Boniface Cemetery at the grave of Casper Lauer. You'll be able to find it because you'll see all the motorcycles there. If anybody wants to stop by and honor police officers who have been killed in the line of duty. Obviously, this year we lost Ella French, which is a real tragedy. And so, I suppose the focus will be more on her. But it's a good time if you're a motorcycle rider, 5049 West Lake. And if you're not, just come out there. And also, we have this weekend Rock the Badges at Six Corners, Milwaukee, Irving, and Cicero. It's a bunch of bands that have police officers versus a bunch of bands that have firemen, and they raise money, and they're going to have a candlelight vigil tomorrow night at 10 o'clock in honor of the police officers. And, it's actually pretty surprising how well the police bands do. I mean, the firemen bands, they get to practice when they're hanging around their houses playing with their hoses all day long. So, whereas the police officers are working all night, you know, chasing down cars and stuff. So,
I'm glad you mentioned all of that. Yeah. We did quickly want to say, a la Vita, is it, on West Randolph, opening a new Boca Group restaurant, right?
Yeah. They're opening a new Italian restaurant. I love the Boca Group, so every time it's down on Restaurant Row on Randolph, 564 on Randolph, and Randolph Restaurant Row is another great place to go walk around when the weather's beautiful. So check it out.
All right, and then the Epic Burger anniversary celebration Tuesday. They're all natural, healthy, and good Epic Burger for a buck. Thanks, Lieutenant. We'll talk to you next Friday.
Okay.
Hey, let's be careful out here.